This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, located in Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of information. He's made a career out of a niche, and the niche is news talk radio. We're going to go through the charts, the items, the stories, the topics, the top 10 from this past week, both in the story section and the people section. So with a storied introduction like that, Mr. Harrison, you
made a career, a whole large career. Niche.
Yes.
I am very, very deep about shallow things. So here we go. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which got a lot of discussion. And number 9, Western Drought tied with Summer Polar Vortex. And I love these new meteorological terms we have during these changing meteorological times. At number 8, Department of Justice investigates the missing learner emails. At number 7, we have Eric Holder's racism charge controversy. At number 6, we have Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren 2016 prospects. At number 5, Obama lawsuit move. At number 4, the Malaysian airliner shutdown. At number 3, the ISIS Iraq and Syria campaign. At number 2, the Israel-Hamas violence, which is definitely has everybody on the edge of their seat. And the child immigration crisis remains number 1, with the Israel story a very close second, and hopefully it'll stay there, depending on how things break. In our people survey, we have Aaron Andrew and Kirk Minahan at number 10. We have Lois Lerner at 9, Eric Holder at 8, Elizabeth Warren at 7, Hillary at 6, John McCain at 5, John Boehner at 4, number 3 is Nancy Pelosi, number 2 is Rick Perry, and number 1 is Barack Obama.
As we do this program at the end of the week, and had the Malaysian airliner been shot down earlier in the week, that would have been, in my estimation, the number 1 issue. What we do each week at DougSteffen.com, Michael, is ask people to rate the top 10 topics of the week and compare them to your list.
Understand something, Doug. I don't want people to think that this is a subjective list of what we think are the most important issues. These are the most talked about.
Yes. No. Right.
So we're not rating them or evaluating them from a standpoint of anything qualitative. It's simply quantitative.
Right. The idea here is to have people understand what is moving the needle, literally and figuratively. If you were in a control room, you'd understand that's inside radio talk. What's moving the needle, the volume of calls or the volume of input or the volume of conversation about some of these things. And I think what's happened at the end of the week, as the airliner was shot down and we're so busy always trying to find a bad guy, it made it pretty easy to put the Russians in that position and bring out pretty much pull out all the stops. There wasn't much going on last 24 to 48 hours of the week other than the discussion of what happened again because of the focus not only on the violence there but the Malaysia Airlines situation. And it's not kismet. I don't know what it is that brings such bad luck to an individual entity like that. That's a conversation that hasn't really taken place, but it is. There's so many great outshoots when we have these things happen, so many different ways you can go with the conversation. Imagine if an individual, I suppose there have been people that have had as bad luck as this.
Well, luck is a very, very powerful and mysterious concept, because we try to go through life with statistics and with the odds and understand what the variables. I mean, look at how insurance companies operate.
Yep.
But the truth is, the odds are against everything happening. The odds are against you and I having been born. The odds are against life being on Earth. When you think about all the variables that come into play for any incident to happen, whether it's something that outbreaks a war or why one plane is chosen out of all the thousands of airline flights every day to have an accident or to be shot down yet. It absolutely boggles the mind to think about how many things were at play for anything to happen. So percentages really are only good backwards, you know, in retrospect. Going forward, nobody knows what out of infinite possibilities is going to happen.
Isn't that interesting? And yet we have people, one of the sort of, if we go beyond the top 10 just a little bit, the information from NASA that suggests that there are other planets and we'll find them in the next 20 years. What a great buzz there was on that information.
I think is, you know, you talk about rating topics.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that are going on in science, the things that are going on in medicine, things that are going on in psychology, which I guess comes under science, things we're learning about the human brain, things we're learning about quantum physics, things we're learning about the universe in which we live and these new planets that are being discovered. And you talk about statistics, based upon current information, the odds are that not only is there life out there, but it would be amazing if there weren't.
Yeah.
In other words, whereas 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, if you talked about E.T., you talked about extraterrestrial life, you know, yeah, science fiction, people look at you like you're a little out there.
Right.
Now, if you actually say the only life in the universe is on Earth simply because we haven't discovered it yet, you really are taking a bad bet. Now, I find that fascinating. Can you imagine if tomorrow the news broke that we made contact, okay? We made contact with life out there, whether it's a microbe or it's an intelligent species.
Yeah.
That kind of would make everything that's on our survey today seem pale by comparison, wouldn't it?
See, I think we already have. My philosophy is, and I've been very close to, I've felt the truth of this, if you will, for a long time. People have laughed at me, but that didn't make any difference to me. I don't care. You can laugh at me if you want to. I think there's no other explanation to the varying types of people who live on the planet. Why do some people have black skin? Why do some people have yellow skin? Why do people have white skin? The only thing that makes any sense to me is that they came here from other worlds, from other planets. And so,
this is a crazy conversation, but what the heck? There's growing evidence that in human DNA, there is some kind of a disconnect. You know, we're always looking for the missing link. If you look at evolution, there's a disconnect between the hominids that we purportedly evolved from and modern man.
Yeah.
Very possibly we are the result of genetic tampering from some type of life form that is extraterrestrial in nature. Now, without getting all wacky here, the basic topic is that the elements that make life on Earth exist all throughout the universe. It's not that Earth is the only place with water, the only place with oxygen, the only place with carbon, the only place with proteins, all the things that go into making life on Earth, and not just life. Look at the incredible millions of forms of life that inhabit this planet. And then when you think of the enormity of the universe and you think that the laws of physics really prevail everywhere, as do the elements, and that everything on this planet ultimately originated in the bellies of stars, that we're all stardust, well, why wouldn't there be not only life out there, but why not the idea that life didn't even come from this planet, but was deposited here in the form of water and comets or asteroids that hit or floating clouds of microbes. It's no longer outrageously beyond the realm of possibility.
Well, it stands to reason, in fact, when you look, you just mentioned something that's extraordinarily fascinating, the number of beings or things that grow on this planet, from ticks to, what's the purpose of a tick? Why is there a tick here?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have ticks on the planet? Why are there snakes? Why are there birds? Where'd they come from? There's so many different species, as you're suggesting, and then the cucamongas among us who are trying to save every last one of them for whatever reason, instead of letting it go as to the continuing maturation of the planet. Some things live, some things die, things move on. It was so egotistical. Everything revolves around us.
Well, human beings are egotistical in thinking that we're superior to animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We don't know what it's like to be a tick. We don't know what it's like to be a dog. We don't know that the dolphins swimming in the ocean are not doing calculus when they send their signals to each other.
Yeah.
Or more interestingly, doing calculus with dolphins that are on the other side of the universe.
Yeah.
We don't know any of these things. We just believe that those things that interest us define intelligence.
You know, it's a very it's a murky area, but yet great for conversation. We need more of these stimulating conversations, frankly.
Well, when you talk about things like this, and then you go back to looking at world events, and you look at politics, you look at what's going on in the Middle East, the terrible, terrible crisis taking place right now that has the security of the entire world in jeopardy, or you're talking about politics and immigration and how children become political footballs of political disagreements. Between warring factions within a country or between two bordering countries, it puts it into a better perspective when you realize that we are really part of something so much larger. And that wisdom and philosophy comes from looking at the big picture, the very small picture, but not the petty picture that really dominates most of our thinking in terms of daily news and what we consider to be reality.
Mm-hmm. All right. Focus on our stories and the people, fascinating things to deal with, all kinds of speculation and postulation. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to talkers.com, and also Talkers Television is there, Talkers Radio, a lot of very stimulating things. The old, as a matter of fact, I want to ask you about that in just a moment. Slogans that work. What's a slogan and how does it work? Why is it that some stations call themselves for stimulating talk radio? Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. Responsibly.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here as we review what's going on. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The lists for the week of July 14th to 18th. And when I say list, we're talking about the stories, the top topics, and also the people that are on everybody's minds. And I left everyone thinking about some of the slogans that they either hear now or have heard over the years of this fascinating format called News Talk Radio. More stimulating talk radio. How to just bring people inside, if you will, as to how radio stations come up with, or hosts, how do they come up with these slogans?
Well, how they come up with it is usually they copy it from someone else.
Wonderful, isn't it?
They don't sit around going, more stimulating talking. They go, hey, who's saying that? Okay, let's do that. Yeah, is it working? Yeah. So there's a tremendous amount of follow the leader. The purpose of slogans is to easily position your radio station. You said something interesting before. You said that I made a career out of a niche. Well, we live in a world of niches. And the radio dial, the radio spectrum of all different radio stations out there, one of the things that differentiates one station from another is called positioning. You know, what do you stand for? What do you want people to think about when they go to the radio? It's like cold water, hot water, you know? Rock and roll, talk, stimulating talk, liberal talk, conservative talk, business talk, soft rock, hard rock, the polka show on Sunday. You know, everything has a slogan. So slogans are considered to be by the advertising industry to be a good way of setting your position quickly, so people know right off the bat what you are, so they don't have to find you.
Got
to
do it in four words. Lots of information on a billboard doesn't capture anybody's attention because you don't have time to read it as you drive by it at 70 miles an hour. You see the image of the dog pulling the little pants off the girl with the, what was it?
Copper tone.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Bingo. You got it. See?
Do you believe that they did that in those days? Today that would be considered child pornography.
I knew it.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't think that's still out there, do you?
I don't think it is either. It just vividly bounced into my mind, as do right. Some of these slogans we're talking about. There are words and there are pictures that equal slogans. See, mm-hmm. I remembered that commercial, or that really was a billboard, is a big commercial. remember some of the things, like the woman who, Rosie the Riveter. Why do I remember Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah, but I don't remember what product she sold.
It was some kind of a soap, if I'm not mistaken.
Rosie the Riveter.
I'm
going to
say Arm & Hammer. Maybe Arm & Hammer.
I don't know. It's possible. I couldn't, you know, if I were in Jeopardy right now or one of those shows, I would lose $1 million. I couldn't tell you in a million years what Rosie the Riveter, you know, I mean, if I sit here and I cheat and I go on my iPad and I Google it, I could probably find it because everything is there.
Yeah.
But like Katie Winter, you know who Katie Winter is?
No.
That's the woman that used to be the spokesperson for Secret, the deodorant.
Really?
Yeah. And
how do you know that?
Well, because the name Kate Winter came up the other day in conversation in business, and I don't even remember who or where, so forgive me, Kate, if you're out there. And I said, that name is the name of a woman that back when I was a kid used to pop up on all the commercials, and wherever she went, somebody smelled bad or something, and she would take out of her purse an ice blue Secret. So the joke became that, you know, wherever Katie Winter went, people stunk, and it's like Jessica Fletcher. Wherever she went, somebody got murdered. You think by now they'd arrest her. Jessica Fletcher was Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
You know, 200 episodes. This woman is a murder writer, and wherever she goes, there's a murder, and she figures it out. You know, maybe she's causing them. Katie Winter, of course, was the Ice Blue Secret woman. But there are all kinds of interesting advertising. Remember Don't Squeeze the Charmin and Mr.
Yep.
Whipple?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Famous for toilet paper?
Yeah, right.
You know, he worked in a supermarket. No, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Don't squeeze it. All right, I want to, I think this is something to pursue for the audience's benefit. What's in a name or a slogan? We'll talk about some contemporary names in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher responsible for putting together the lists, the stories, the topics every week that we go through. Just to quickly refresh your memory, the big items this past week, the All-Star Game, Sports Talk Radio number 10, the weather number 9, investigation of the Lerner emails number 8, the Eric Holder racism charge number 7, who's running for president in 2016 on the Democratic side number 6, the lawsuit against the president number 5, the Malaysia airliner going down is 4. The Iraq-Syria situation is 3. The violence between the Israelis and Palestinians, number 2. And the immigration situation is number 1. We were talking about how people get attention, whether it's hosts or programs or radio stations. And then I came around to thinking, moving from slogans to names, with the old question, what's in a name? One of the anchors that got into trouble this week because of a stunt played by Howard Stern listeners. Very embarrassing for MSNBC, very embarrassing for her, although she didn't seem to be shaken because I think she's clueless. And then when you realize her name is Crystal Ball, how many people on television and radio use their real names, Michael?
How many? 17.
17.
I don't know.
Ask a silly question.
You know, it's funny. Obviously, there are stage names and there are names for actors. And, you know, a lot of people, even in politics, I believe Gerald Ford wasn't born Gerald Ford. And I'm not even sure Bill Clinton was born Bill Clinton.
No, Clinton's last name was his father's. That was his adopted father's name. His real name, his real last name is something else. You're right. And so, yeah. In the case Gerald Ford changed his. He was adopted. Now, boy, this is great. We can do a little Google research on this. But you have a great memory. John Wayne's real name was Marion Michael Morrison.
Right, right. And the reason that they made it John Wayne was because it was too many letters for the marquee.
Yeah. Right.
You know, some people change their names so they wouldn't be ethnic. Other people change their names so they are ethnic. Yeah. It all depends on what's going on in the times.
Yeah. Some people don't want to get caught.
You know, but name, you know, but what is a name anyway? You know, what is a name? Nobody's, you know, if you go back to people's ancestries, you know, we have this whole thing about real names versus fake names. If you go back, people's names were changed 20 times, you know, when you start going back a generation, two, three, or four. We don't even know our backgrounds. The geometry, the math of that is so extraordinary. We tend to take these one little lines of lineage and we go, okay, these are my ancestors. You are the result of countless thousands of ancestors coming together. That's a whole fascinating genealogy about human, you know, the truth of human evolution and human history. We don't know who our ancestors were. We have so many of them. We just have the ones we choose to know.
Yeah, I know that in the immediate, George Stephanopoulos' name was the same, or is the same as my lineage, I'm told, although there's Germanic and Belgian in my on the paternal side. On the other side, my grandmother's father was a slave, but he was not a black American. He was a Puerto Rican. He was a Portuguese American, and he was captured and put into slavery. But his family, he came from a family that had some means. He was captured in Springfield, Illinois, and it's like the movie 12 Years a Slave. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Similar, the story is. His family hired a young lawyer from Springfield, Illinois, and it was the lawyer's first case. You want to take a guess at who the lawyer was?
Abraham Lincoln?
You got it. Abraham Lincoln represented my great-grandfather, who was thought to have been black, and therefore he should have been a slave, and the Lincoln Freedom. Got him.
Wow.
That was the first slave. My great-grandfather was the first slave that Lincoln ever freed. Think about that for a story.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You expect me to believe that?
Well, listen, believe it or not, it's a good story. But it actually is true. It is actually true.
Abraham Lincoln, this show wouldn't be on.
You're right. Exactly. I wouldn't exist.
Well, you'd exist, but you'd be a slave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about that.
Anyway.
Also, I mean, think about the what ifs. This is also great conversation that really great hosts get into. You can take the what if of any number of circumstances. Yeah, I mean, look at the list this week. What if the children that are coming into this country were coming across the border from Iceland into Canada and into our country? What would that do to the dynamics of that conversation? What if the Israelis and the Palestinians buried the hatchet and there were no more problems?
Right.
What if we hadn't gone into Iraq? What if Malaysia didn't have an airline? Or what if Boeing never made a 777? Right? What if Elizabeth Warren, did you hear, by the way, the slogan that people, some of the right-wing folks, you and I both live in Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren is a junior senator from Massachusetts. Where she came from, nobody knows. But you remember the conversation of the campaign was that she supposedly had American Indian roots.
That still bothers me about her.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think she's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, I don't necessarily
agree with all her philosophies and politics, but I don't agree with anybody's philosophies and politics completely. So when I say I think she's cool, I don't mean I'm a flaming liberal left of Hillary and I want to vote for her.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is she's cool.
Yeah.
But she did something in the campaign that I still can't figure out. She claimed to have American, you know, Native American genealogy.
Right.
And
came back to bite her in the
head.
They can't because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So why would she say that? And I've heard all kinds of apologist analysis of it, that a lot of the people used to say in their families that they were Indian because of their nature. They might have been good scouts. They might have been good hunters. They might have been whatever. And all the kids grew up thinking they were Indians because it came down through their families that they were part Indian, and they really weren't. And that's about the closest thing that I could dig up on why Elizabeth Warren, who seems to be a pretty righteous person, she might be too righteous, but the point is she doesn't seem like a slimy, lying politician. She doesn't seem that way. Why would she make up a story that she was an Indian? Unless maybe she believed it. A lot of times we tell ourselves a story so many times we believe it, and then we get caught in a lie because we're lying to ourselves.
Yeah.
This is part of human psychology. Who knows? But it kind of troubles me about her, that story.
Well, she's been dubbed by some of the right-wingers as Chief Shouting Bull. That's amazing. But you see, you can laugh if we know what the story is. I mean, those people are very serious about it. Oh, she's going to knock off Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. But that kind of stuff is, we need to have a little more fun in our conversational modes than we've been having. I think that's it. And there are a lot
of... Could you imagine if they nominate, in order to get the center of the party and the left of the party all in line, if they nominate Hillary and Elizabeth Warren?
Right. Together.
Two women.
Right.
You know?
The party that gave you Barack Obama with hope and change now brings you the two women who can really bring us hope and change. The world will change at the helm of Hillary and what slogans would you come up with for that?
Well, Hillary and Elizabeth are quite different. They're both women, they're both Democrats, and they both are called liberals. But I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they are quite different. All right, so back to the, you said how many people use their real names. You were being facetious and said 17.
Well,
you think of,
when I'm asked questions about how many and there's no answer to
the number,
I always throw a number out.
Yeah, I know you do. Okay.
You know, it makes people go, oh.
But the question really is, who is prominent that doesn't use his or her real name?
Rush Limbaugh uses his own name.
Yep, he does.
You know,
you're going to answer the question with the real names versus the phony names.
Yeah, well, I look at names in a funny way. Anybody who has whatever anybody wants to name themselves, that becomes their real name.
Mm-hmm.
I am deeply philosophical, and I don't believe we are really who we say we are anyway.
What's in a name?
Huh?
What's in a name?
Yeah, I mean, a name, you know, maybe people should have the right to name themselves. Maybe when a child turns 20, they should be told what, well, they are. Everybody has the right to name themselves, and people do. I mean, can you know, people that are stuck with the names their parents gave them, or they don't change their stupid last name because it'll insult the father who's proud of the family tradition. And they all go through a name that is either impossible to spell and they have to always explain it, or a name that sounds funny, or worse, a name that has a secondary connotation to it. I mean, why carry that burden? Just change your name.
That's what I did. In essence, my given name is Dudley. D-U-D-L-E-Y. I know, right, exactly. Dudley Do-Ride.
Well, Dudley is, you know, Dudley Moore, the late Dudley Moore, was a pretty cool guy.
Yep.
And he made the name. But I would think growing up with the name Dudley had to be different.
Well,
rather.
It did, but I was named after somebody who wouldn't have taken any flack over the name Dudley. He was the commander of the USS Wahoo, which was the submarine, the Pacific Fleet, that sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the Second World War than any other submarine, and
wow.
For him, after his ship was torpedoed and sunk by the Japanese in 1943, I was the first male to come along in the family, so I got his name.
Where
that all
I
came from.
I wondered about that. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I first became aware that your name was Dudley about 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember about 150 talk show hosts standing out on Pennsylvania Avenue trying to get into the White House?
Ow.
In the heat,
yes.
when Clinton had the talk radio gay to be able to sell everybody on Hillary Care. Remember when, you know, Hillary Care?
Yep.
And there we all were. We were all much younger. It was over 20 years ago, 20-some odd years ago.
Yeah.
And all the talk show hosts were there. And then they're calling you by your licenses because you can't go to the White House in your fake name.
Right.
You got to go. And they're yelling out the real names of everybody. And some talk show hosts, one in particular who I will not mention, a female host, was so freaked that people would hear her real name that she was like, don't say my name.
Yeah.
But that's when I found out that, my gosh, most of the people here, I don't even know their names. Do you know I have friends that I've known for years that I call them by their stage name and that they don't go through life like that, but I call them, you know, because that's the name I know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're having stimulating, this is more stimulating talk radio, folks, in case you haven't figured that out. Michael Harrison and I are going through, in an anecdotal way, some of the stories, the ancillary things that come out of conversations in the news talk radio world. It's the Talk Radio Countdown show that you're listening to.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Stay responsible.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
It's time now for us to sort of wrap up our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Man, as usual, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, he demonstrates why it is that he's a great conversationalist and therefore a good judge of talk talent. And the person, by the way, that puts together the list of the heavy 100, the top talkers in the country every year, are enumerated at talkers.com. You can find that list anytime you want to. Just go to talkers.com, find out what's going on in the talk industry, a daily updates of things that are going on with your favorite hosts, that sort of thing, items and because of the Talkers Convention in New York a couple of weeks ago, you can also find on Talkers TV some fascinating insights into the people who are the hosts. What do they look like? What are they really thinking? And sometimes you find out stuff about these people, as Michael and I were just talking about. It isn't just about names. It's about what do you really like? Like, I had a conversation with Fred Thompson, the actor, this week on the Good Day program. Very very interesting and what you would expect about a measured conversationalist. He was not shy at all about talking about his politics. I asked him whether he ever got into political discussions with other people on the sets of television shows or movies, understanding that most of them would not be of the same political persuasion as is he.
Great question.
Quite the right of center. And he said, you know, sometimes the work goes so fast, doing the takes, you see an actor, you get into the lines, and you get into the relationship that you have with the other person as an actor, and you don't then pay attention to what the politics are. So that was, you know, fairly insightful.
That's a great point, and I wish more people in our industry knew that.
Yeah, well, they can listen to this program, and then they'll know it. How about that? Michael Harrison here with the information that sort of sets things straight. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the hot hits, the charts of the week of July 14th to 18th here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past the hour, attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. He's a general lawyer. That doesn't mean he's General Wiseman. He's a general lawyer. He practices general law. I'm going to take a general shower. So let's get to the essence of why Steve is here, discussing some of the issues of the week that are in the talk radio chart world. The first item of interest, the child immigration situation as it continues. It's interesting how these people are getting their lawyers. I think you and I are paying for the lawyers. Aren't we paying for the lawyers for the illegals?
Maybe. You know, it's a matter of which legal aid societies are doing this. You know, many are funded federally, although fewer than they used to be. But ultimately, you know, in this country, if you cannot afford a lawyer, and one will be appointed for you, particularly if it is
what wrangles most people is that that people think applies to American citizens, not to illegals.
Yeah, it's just what it is our system of justice and treating everyone equal under the law. And you're absolutely correct that an illegal does not have the same rights as an American citizen, but indeed our system of law does provide basic rights to every person here.
All right. Next item of interest from the talk radio world this past week, the Obama lawsuit. More about that and its practicality, the Boehner lawsuit. I don't know. We were talking, I think, about this last week. The suit actually hasn't been filed yet, has it?
No, not yet. And it's kind of interesting. You wonder what kind of political wranglings are truly going on behind the scenes. And, you know, this is something that should not be done lightly. And by that, I mean it shouldn't be just a political tactic. But there are legitimate questions as far as the expansion of the federal government in general and the executive in particular. And what we've seen in the Supreme Court in recent years is the Supreme Court actually reining back a bit the federal powers, because, for instance, it always was using the Commerce Clause, the ability to regulate commerce. Everything was turned into to that. That was actually the basis for making kidnapping a federal crime by calling it interstate commerce. But here, it's the same type of thing. You're talking about the executive, which has grown and grown and grown in its power. When is it actually usurping the delicate balance that we have between the legislative and the judicial? And certainly it's be careful what you wish for, because the next Republican president may not like the limitations put on his or her powers.
Right. Next, the Department of Justice is investigating the IRS. That's the old chicken and the foxes and who's watching the cage and the inmates taking over the asylum, any number of references.
Maybe. You know, it's true. You know, you might want something. You know, they're investigating the federal government, and you wonder, well, is it, you know, the administration investigating the administration? But the FBI, under the present FBI administration, has been pretty much straight shooters as far as what they've been doing. It has not been a political arm as it has been used in the past. And I'm finding it fascinating as I'm seeing the extent of this investigation, which is really taking their great forensic teams and looking at where these computer messages went. Now, it could be just plain stupidity and lack of any kind of organization in the IRS that let these things go, but there could be a smoking gun behind it, too.
All right. One of the things going on in the state of Vermont, one of the most hated corporations in the world, Monsanto, is suing the state of Vermont to block a law requiring the labeling of GMO foods. Can they succeed?
You know, this will be interesting to see, because this has been a tactic that has been used by major companies. The cigarette companies have done this in the past as well. And they try and take the position that, oh, well, we're really just trying to make sure that the law is followed correctly. And this is something that the federal government has jurisdiction over and not the states. It's been a mixed bag as how the courts have come down on this. And lately, I would say, the trend is such that it would not surprise me for the courts there to say that Vermont does have that authority to require the labeling. It'll be interesting, though.
Yep, it will be. And you are interesting as well, sir. Thank you. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, practicing law, having us understand what some of the issues are behind the issues on the News Talk Radio circuit this week, 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.